joined now on the podcast here from South by Southwest Interactive here in Austin, Texas, by James Pierce, CTO from DotMobi.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Welcome to the show, James. Now, DotMobi's, some people think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Some people saying, why do we need a separate domain for mobile? Why can't all websites work? I suppose that's a big overarching question, so let's start with that one.
Well, it's true that obviously a lot of browsers on mobile phones now are getting pretty good and capable of rendering almost any website you want. The question is, has that website been designed for you as a user on the move? And it's more about the mobile context, you know, the fact that the user is not sat down, that we think distinguishes the need for a mobile website, hence a DotMobi. It's a mobile website for the mobile context.
And it's an interesting one because quite a lot, certainly of the properties that are being used here in South by Southwest, things like Twitter, things like Doppler, things like Facebook, aren't going mobi.twitter.com. Sorry, aren't going www.twitter.mobi. They're going m.twitter.com.
Yeah, but South by Southwest itself is swsx.mobi. So
great. So you've got a 50% chance of using your domain name to get it right then.
There's certainly a lot of confusion about the convention, and in fact there is not just m.dot, but there are mobile.sites, there are /mobile, wap.sites still out there, and in fact there's a huge confusion I think amongst users, those that even get their browsers to work on their phone. Where should I go? What should I actually type in at this point? And we would hope that over time DotMobi becomes the colloquial and consistent way of accessing these sites. I guess a brand's decision as to how they brand or how they choose their URL. But we believe that, and by the way, there are thousands of companies that have chosen DotMobi as their mobile URL, that that's going to be one that users find easy to remember and easy to guess.
So, as a CTO, it's a domain name. What sort of technology is involved there?
Well, ironically, I do personally remarkably little to do with the domain name. It's a very well-established set of technology in the DNS infrastructure and so on. What we're really trying to do, me and my team, is to help people to build the content on top of it, to build exciting mobile sites and applications that are going to thrill users. And that's really where we've put a lot of effort over the last 12 months. So we have tools for developers, developer communities, and a variety of things which I can go into in more detail if you want. Books, guides, blogs, certification courses, all around getting people experience with mobile.
So it's more a sort of evangelism sort of area for DotMobi as the company then?
Partly evangelism. Evangelism of the mobile web. We have a charter which spans more than just the...
We have to stop very briefly here because our taxi has turned up. James and I are actually in the same hotel, which is rather much of a coincidence. So a little bit of gonzo on the road journalism here. Ah, there we go. See, this is the one that said they would take 15 minutes. This is one I called a minute ago. Jump in, James, and we shall carry on this conversation on the move. What's the biggest thing that people have to unlearn, the web designers that are used to working in these big websites?
Okay, the technology is pretty similar. The technology for building a mobile website these days is a set of familiar technologies that most web developers, feel comfortable with already. So XHTML, CSS, a little bit of JavaScript if the handset supports it. It's not so much the technology, the protocols and all that stuff that needs to be relearned. It's just the thinking through of the use case, the context that the user is in. They want to be taken to information, whilst they're on the move. They want to get to the point. So don't cover your site with lots of decoration and unrelevant stuff. Cut to the chase, get to the point. And the best mobile sites, the best, whether they're m.dots or .movies, are the sites which really, think about what the user is doing whilst they're walking around or sitting in a car. This is a different use case.
In all your time of going through all the .mxxx sites, and I suppose that's a completely separate issue as well, going through all of those mobile sites, what's been the most unusual use for a mobile website that you think's got what we'd like? That's cracked it.
Well, there are some great examples that some of your listeners will be already familiar with. I guess Zagat, the restaurant guide, is a great example. It's kind of the original user-generated content, right? Back in the 70s, people started writing restaurant reviews. And Zagat.mobi is actually a fantastic mobile site. It works well on the iPhone. It works well on the Symbian handsets. It works well on any handset, even low-end handsets. And it provides restaurant reviews and location-centric information about, where to go and eat. And that's perfect because when you're on the move, you're out and about, that's exactly what you're looking for, probably. Where am I going to eat my next meal and what's a recommended place to do so? There are other, just off the top of my head, I mean, I'm thinking of Spanair, which is a Spanish airline. Spanair.mobi has a service where you can check in on your mobile phone. You get a barcode that appears on your screen, and when you go to the check-in, you just hold your phone up and the barcode gets scanned, and you don't have to queue to get onto your airline. And those are the sort of applications where they're really thinking, wait a minute, what does this person want to do? You know, do they just want to surf through our regular .com site, you know, go through the brochureware or whatever that we have on there, or do they want to do something very different because they're on the move? And of course, that's the whole point. You know, this is a different medium; it's a different use case altogether.
We touched there briefly on the evangelism that you're doing to web developers and so on, but is there an element of evangelism to the end users as well?
I think that'll have to come next. I mean, we've started by talking to developers. Our developer community, which is dev.mobi, is extremely well read, and it's got great kind of coverage of the technologies. But then the next thing that has to happen is for the brands to adopt it, and for the, you know, the well-known companies to start using their mobile presence as a new sales channel or as a you know, a new revenue opportunity. But I think ultimately, you know, you have to get those two things in place before the users will start going. You can't go out, put big billboards up on the you know, side of the highway saying, you know, use .mobi as your way of accessing the mobile web, because obviously this is still a very, very embryonic world, and there's still a lot that's being built, and we don't want to disappoint users with expectations that aren't fulfilled by a massive content behind it.
Certainly we had that problem of expectation with WAP, certainly in the UK, but that sort of, we have to do the site first and then let the user get to it. Does that mean that it's harder to in a business setting for .mobi to be accepted, because companies are going to have to really regard it as an incredibly long-term viewpoint? They, you know, measure over in months and maybe a year or two, whereas most companies, like, you know, it's the internet, it's fast, we should see a result right now.
Well, that's true. In fact, and a lot of companies, they know they need to get into mobile, but it's not kind of like the most immediate burning thing. But
the chicken and a slow boiling egg here.
Absolutely, but I mean, if you think about it really carefully, I think everybody knows deep down that eventually the web will be the mobile web. I mean, everybody will be able to use the web wherever they are. You won't have to be sat on your backside to be able to surf the web. That'll seem so archaic, and our kids will think we're so sad because, you know, we remember the days where we had to sit down at a computer to be online.
Daddy, what's a wire?
Exactly, and I think, you know, in the way that music is now not something that you sit around, you know, after dinner in the evening listening to on your box radio, it's something that's everywhere, it's pervasive, it's around you. You know, the web will be the same, and you know, the web will be the mobile web, whether you like it or not. So in the long run, it's inevitable. In the short term, well, obviously, the quicker you can turn it into a revenue generating or a, you know, an economically motivated activity, then that's fine. And we're seeing mobile advertising coming on now. We're seeing m-commerce starting to shape up a little bit. So I'm very enthusiastic. It feels like 1997 all over again with the web. You know, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening, and the big growth curve is still to come.
Well, James, we're approaching the convention centre, where, as with all conferences, it's going to go absolutely hectic. So I think we'll very briefly call it a halt there. Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.
And where can we go if people want to read up about Mobi? Because normally we do product interviews, and we're like, oh, go to their website. But I suppose we've already mentioned dev.mobi. Is there a consumer side as well?
Yeah. So there's
consumer, user, you know, yeah, browser.
There's a corporate site which tells you a little bit about us as a company. There's dev.mobi, which is the community site. There's find.mobi, which is actually a little search engine that helps you find good mobile sites.
Well, we could do another episode of mobile search later.
Absolutely. And there's Device Atlas, which is our newly launched device database with information about all the handsets that people need to know when they're building sites and using the mobile web.
Lovely. James Pierce there, CTO from .mobi. James, thanks very much for your time.
Welcome. Thanks.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com.